Staying with the entertainment world, we want to focus on a scandal in Hollywood surrounding a man known as a leader in bringing diversity to Hollywood. Here's actor Ian McKellen speaking about director Bryan Singer.
When Bryan Singer asked me to get involved, I didn't know the X-Men comics. And I was a little bit bewildered as to how I could fit in. And he said to me, being a mutant, which is what all the X-Men are, and the difficulties that they face in a society that doesn't like them because they're different, is something that an openly gay person might want to be involved with. And he, Marvel, indeed pointed out that the demographic for their popularity is amongst young blacks, young gays, and young Jews.
That's Ian McKellen on X-Men director Bryan Singer speaking earlier this year. But today, Singer is defending himself from the charge that he is at the center of an out-of-control Hollywood culture that once preyed on young men. Bryan Singer stands accused of rape and sexual assault by a 31-year-old man who says Singer preyed on him during wild parties in the 1990s that promised teenage boys acting work in exchange for sex. Singer calls the charges outrageous, vicious, and completely false. Sharon Waxman is editor-in-chief at the entertainment new media venture The Wrap, which covers Hollywood. Welcome, Sharon.
Hi, John.
So this has already disrupted the launch of one of the biggest movies of the summer, wouldn't you say?
Well, yeah. I mean, this lawsuit was obviously timed to get maximum attention by coming a month before the big X-Men movie is about to come out. So it's not a coincidence.
What are the allegations and how have they, really been the buzz in Hollywood and the entertainment industry for the last week?
Yeah, I think these allegations have everybody on edge, and it's because they're not just against Bryan Singer. That was just the first volley. There are three other executives who've already been named by the same accuser and his lawyer, and they're also prominent members of either the film. One of them is a film executive, another television executive, and an off-Broadway producer, all of whom, I should add, have also strongly denied the allegations. They're very similar, the allegations against Bryan Singer being part of these parties where they would lure in young men and end up raping them. And this would go on over and over. It's a very difficult kind of case because, first of all, it happened 15 years ago, number one. Number two, these are not criminal charges. They're lawsuits. They're civil charges. If they're accurate, then they're very, very serious, and they absolutely need to be taken seriously. When I say that the industry is on edge, it's because looming in the background is this threat by the lawyer to name even more names of prominent people in the industry.
At the very least, does this constitute a reveal of a subculture that's perhaps well-known in Hollywood that hasn't been focused on even by journalists?
You know, I'm going to say yes to that. It's been kind of amazing the reaction that I've seen and heard in the past week, which has pretty much been along. And I say both, if you read the comments and our stories, there's a lot of them and phone calls that I've gotten, and they're saying things like, everybody knew this kind of thing was going on. Everybody knew that there were young men, wild parties kind of thing. And then, and also a sense that these parties stepped over the line, that there was something not right about them.
How difficult has it been to tread as The Wrap has, covered these allegations? I mean, even though people say this was well known, you've probably got people saying, if you mention my name, the lawyers come out.
Well, for sure, we're not going to dabble in naming names in something that could potentially ruin people's reputations. There is a very powerful and active gay community in Hollywood. There's long been, serious and comic serious allegations of a gay mafia in Hollywood. So this sort of raises the specter of that, of an omerta of a certain kind. Among a group of powerful people. But, I've gotten calls from lawyers saying, what do you know? Who do you know who else is going to be named? I have calls from publicists. People are very much worried that whether or not there's any truth to the allegations, that they may be named anyway.
Founder and editor-in-chief of The Wrap, Sharon Waxman, on the Bryan Singer scandal in Hollywood. Thanks so much.
Thanks, John.
Hey, There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.